Yes, I want to know the opening thoughts and whatever the first thought is from Jason Wilde as we continue Green and Gold game night. Packers lose to the Vikings 27-25. I said the game was not as close as the final score, and Mark Tauscher said I will not join that club. But that's not what I want to start with Jason. I want to know what, Jason, you're thinking about the Packers or the game or whatever is the most important point to make after this game.
Yeah. Good evening, Homer.
Good evening.
Great to be with you from the Twin Cities. Look, there's two ways to look at it, right? And I walked out to the team buses with Josh Myers, the Packers starting center, and I mean, he was really frustrated and downtrodden that they missed this opportunity today. But at the same time, he argued that he still thinks that they're a Super Bowl team. Now, he's certainly entitled to that opinion. And he has, I think, in his mind anyway, evidence that they are capable of that. And he doesn't care about the narrative of how they haven't delivered in games against teams that are better than them. I mean, the first thing I said to him is, you know what I'm going to ask you? You've lost to the Lions twice, these guys twice, and the Eagles. Explain to me why I should believe that you guys are capable of beating any of these teams in the playoffs when you couldn't do it in the regular season. And he's like, I don't mean this personally against you, but I don't really care what anybody believes. I know we've got the guys in the locker room to do it. I know that this loss is going to piss us off and send us in the right direction. So I thought that was one end of the spectrum, right? On the other end of the spectrum, we talked in the locker room with Xavier McKinney. And, you know, he talked about the same stuff, about making mistakes and not knowing how to finish games. But Tim Van Boren said, do you believe that you're on the same level as the Vikings and the Lions and the Eagles? And Xavier McKinney's answer was, quote, I want to say yeah, but right now the story is we haven't beaten those teams, so I can't sit up here and say we're on the same level if we ain't beat them. In order to be on the same level, you've got to beat those teams. And so there's this kind of, they're kind of caught in this, dare I say, purgatory of, we think we're good, we have no evidence to prove we're good. And I thought tonight was such a missed opportunity because they did all the same things that they do in the other games where they don't get it done. They started slow, they had a turnover early, right? And in Detroit, it was the fumble by Christian Watson. Tonight, it was the fumble by Josh Jacobs, which didn't, I think it only turned into 3 points, but it's still like, if you're not scoring, it doesn't really matter if you're limiting how much your opponent scores, because sooner or later, they're going to put points up. You know how good this offense is. They were able to hold, you know, Justin Jefferson in check for most of the first half. So, and by the way, the fumble, I should correct myself, that didn't lead to any points. They got the ball back on a punt. So what I'm saying is that I don't think they're a bad team by any means. I don't think that the distance between them and these other three teams is some sort of canyon. I think it's more of a gulch. But I, just like them, I don't have any evidence to say, okay, this is why it's going to be different when they face them in the postseason.
Yeah, I thought Cooper could be the difference, and he has been a difference, but
he was great again tonight.
And like, no, they have.
I mean, he had when four you have, tackles for
yeah,
loss.
Yeah, when the team has eight and one player has four, that player is really important. And that was the case. Yeah, eight tackles for loss, and he had four. And the defense. My question was going to be as a follow up, and you alluded to it, is you can be a pretty good judge of what the team thinks. And they're right. If the team believes it, I mean, I think they can certainly pull one off. I don't know if they can pull three off, but you have to have also some logic to what you believe, such as what's going to change. You're either going to score more points or you're going to get them to score less, right?
Right. And look, what you just said is exactly what I wrote in my story. They could, you know, I talked to Aaron Jones after the game, too. I went in the locker room, the Vikings locker room, and caught him because, you know, he's one of my favorite guys I've ever covered, and he's such a
clearly not, yes, you. The Packer players that wanted to go talk to him It was just clear, like, I'm not saying they would. It doesn't matter what any rule is, not that there are rules, but, like, they just think so much of him.
Yeah.
It's just so obvious.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and they should. I mean, I was joking about this, but, like, he had already done media. I had gotten done with the Packers locker room and with LaFleur and Love, and I just stuck my head in there to see if he was still there, and I saw that his gear was still in his locker. Well, he comes out. He just got done, like, in the medical thing and hadn't even showered yet. He was getting some sort of massage for his – I think he hurt his quad tonight. And he gives me a big hug, and he's just – he's such a good and decent human being. But the reason I bring him up is not because I got to see him. It's because of what he said when I was talking to him. And again, I'm going to send the audio because it's really – I thought it was really compelling what he said. And that was – that's a good football team. I watch all their games except the two that we played them. And I cheer for them in every game except for the two we play them. And they're a good team. They have all the pieces. And it wouldn't surprise me if we end up running into them in the playoffs again or if they run into Detroit. We have the best division in football, so it's not a knock on them that they didn't beat us, so they didn't beat Detroit. Any given Sunday, you know that. And what I would say to both Aaron and to you, which you just said, is, any given Sunday, they can beat one of those three teams. If their gauntlet was somehow Philly, Minnesota, Detroit to get to an NFC champ, to get to the Super Bowl, or let's say it's L.A., which, by the way, is not the same L.A. team that they beat earlier this season without Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp and Tyler Higbee, I don't think they can win three of these games. They have given me zero reason to believe that. They have given me some reason to think that they could win one, but that my reason is largely any given Sunday, as Aaron Jones said. So I think you want your team, if you're a fan, I think you want your team to believe that they're capable of doing this. Obviously, you certainly don't want them going, well, we haven't beaten these guys, so we sure as hell ain't going to beat them in the playoffs. But I think you're also, like you said, there has to be some logic or reality to it. And the reality is, and again, I don't know, you know, Josh Jacobs said after the game that he thinks that they discovered something during the course of this game that is going to make them better and make them better against the Vikings. And my response would be, that's great, Josh. I'll believe it when I see it. And if I see it, I will say, hey, you're right. You
and what is it?
Really worked. Yeah, and he, of course, didn't say that. So, look.
You can't even think of anything that it would be, right? I can't.
Well, I would.
If Christian Watson plays or.
You know, yeah, and I talked to Christian after the game, too. And it's, I'll tell you this. I don't want to miss all the stuff the girls have going on to go on the road again like I used to. But, man, it is fun to be on the road and kick guys and talk to them after the game like I got to tonight. I missed that. And so talking to Christian Watson, I asked him, you know, obviously you guys lose this game by two. You don't play. Evan Williams doesn't play. They lose Zane Anderson, who was filling in for Evan Williams.
And then the defensive lineman.
Right. And I said, do you feel like you guys can beat them if you have all your guys? And he said, I think we can beat them if we don't have all of our guys. We almost did tonight.
Yeah, but Wyatt was the one.
They lost Wyatt to the concussion. But the two guys that I would say they need, if they're going to have any hope, it's Watson on offense, and it's Jair on defense. And I don't know what to think of Jair at this point. Like, I think if they can, if their group, and I know Xavier, I know Xavier McKinney's a really good player. I know that. Keyshawn Nixon has proven that he can be an outside corner, and he deserves credit for that. But if there are five guys in their nickel package in the secondary are Carrington Valentine, who had a pick again tonight, 2 and 3 weeks, and is playing really well, if he's one outside guy and Jair, even a close approximation to what Jair's capable of being, as the outside guys, Nixon in the slot instead of a rookie and Javon Bullard, and then Evan Williams and Xavier McKinney at safety, I think that's a pretty good quintet. And if that's their five, I think they can probably match up with just about everyone, including this team, because if you look at what happened tonight, I mean, obviously, they did a pretty good job in the first half against Justin Jefferson. But while they were doing a good job against him, obviously the problem was that they weren't doing anything against Naylor, who had a huge game. So, you know, Addison had a touchdown later, and Jefferson wound up finishing. He had two catches for 13 yards. At halftime, he finished with eight catches for 92 yards. So he got loose a few times. But, you know, I don't think you want Javon Bullard having to play as much as he did. I don't think you want Eric Stokes on the field as frequently as he was, although he had a play tonight that he made a decent play on. But the bottom line is I think the Watson piece and the Alexander piece are really important to any chance they have. And I expect Watson to be back, and I don't know what to expect with Jair.
I've said they've told him that we only want you to play if you know you can play the whole game. And so he hasn't told him he can, and if he doesn't, he won't play at all. I mean,
that's
pretty much
theory.
It?
I don't know that. I don't know that, but...
I mean, they tried it once, and he played 10 games and walked out. And like, well, what is if he practiced? Nothing matters. He can practice, not practice. The doctors have clearly said that they think he could play. And that is something you can never say about a player, but otherwise it wouldn't be an issue. LaFleur would just say, hey, he's hurt. Well, he's not willing to say it. But anyway, and so, you know, Jair, when you tell us you can play, then you play. And until you can, practice, do whatever you want. But we're not going to gamble, and we can't believe you because we did once, and we're not going to let that happen again, right? We're not going to play a game short one person. So Jair doesn't believe he can play a full game, and so they just continue to wait. And that's something you couldn't say, right? LaFleur, what's the deal? Well, docs say he can play. Jair says he's not healthy, and so he won't play until he believes he's healthy. And I asked Tausch, without being specific, can you ever remember a player who the doctor said could play and didn't play? And he said, I can't really. So, and it's going to be the last year he's with the Packers, but that's not really the issue. The issue is what you brought up. To be what they hope they could be and to be different, he could be different, right?
That is exactly right. And again, I don't know. I don't know if they'll ever have him be the guy that they need him to be anyway.
That's a question. But you still think, I mean, I don't think there's an issue of if he says he can play, they still think he's good enough to help the team. They'd rather have him out here starting. They haven't gotten
for
to
this
the point.
Year.
What? Yes.
For this year.
But for right now, if my theory is correct and he'd say, all right, I can play the whole game, he'd play, right?
Yeah. They would play him if they felt confident in that. And he would help them. There's no doubt about it.
I do want to ask you one last quick thing. And that is, Gary talked about that the teams play more, will play less man-to-man, or excuse me, they can play more man-to-man when Watson's not there. And I've always said, to me, the importance of a player is determined by the other coordinator. How he defends tells me how important that player is. Is it true that teams defend the Packers differently to some degree and can't man-to-man because of the speed of Watson when he's out there, even if the Packers don't throw to him that much?
Right. I'm not sure if that's applicable tonight, only because they forced everything underneath tonight, too. Like, there just weren't downfield balls available to them in this game. I mean, I think Jordan forced one or two that weren't even close.
Right, but if Watson's going back there, then the middle stuff might conceivably be more open because of having to address him or not.
What I'm saying is they played him as if they were playing Watson. They weren't going to get beat over the top. So there was underneath stuff there. I mean, look at the fourth down play that Love misses to Reed when they're inside. They're at like the 23-yard line or whatever on the fourth down that fails. Like, he's open on that. And whether you think Reed should make that catch or you think Love put it a little too far in front of him, it's probably both. But the reality is that those are the types of plays that you have to give yourself a chance on when a team is forcing you to take all the underneath stuff. And you have to be, you know, you always like to say there are certain things you could be perfect on. They were far from perfect, but that's one of those things where you have to be close to perfect if that's how a defense is going to defend you.
All right. Any last thought that you want to have? I should know this and I don't, but like the playoffs, are they going to be, if Minnesota, I mean, if Washington's, they're back ahead of Atlanta, I think they're going to win. So if Washington and the Packers tie, then the Packers become the seventh seed?
I have not looked into that. Okay. I don't know that for certain. But again, I mean, I can look at the standings real quick.
Yeah, but I mean, Minnesota or Detroit is going to be the fifth seed, right? One of those two.
Right, because only one can win the division.
Correct.
And
so then
the
sixth seed is either then Green Bay and Washington are fighting for the other two.
So right now, if Washington wins this game,
yeah,
they will be 8-3 in the conference, and the Packers are 6-5.
Okay.
So if and they're both 11, and if they win tonight, they'll be 11-5.
Right.
They'll be 8-3 in the conference. The Packers are 11-5. They're 6-5 in the conference. So
and then they play
the
Packers, Dallas.
Right. So if the Packers win next weekend and Washington wins this next weekend and they both finish 12-5, Washington would have the tiebreaker based on conference record.
So they'd six. The Packers would be 7. And 7 plays
and
2.
Then
and 2 is
then they're playing Philly most likely.
Or mm-hmm. It conceivably could be either Detroit or Minnesota. Maybe not. I don't know. One of them has to win, or they're probably playing Philly, right?
There's a good chance of it.
Yeah,
I haven't thought about that.
Yeah, what have you thought?
Well,
I'm
not sure, you know.
What? No, I mean,
I'm not sure.
I still say they're going to do something of some significance. I'm like you alluded to the think that they have enough to make that run is something dramatic has to change so that when they tell you we're good enough to win, you go. I can see how you are, because right now no one can see how they are, right? There's nothing there.
Yeah, they just don't have the evidence. I mean, it's like the old line in A Few Good Men. It doesn't matter what I believe. It only matters what I can prove.
Yes.
And right now when you're 0-5 against the Lions, the Vikings, and the Eagles, oh my, you have no evidence that you can beat them because you haven't.
All right, we have the... The drive of the game presented by Boucher Automotive. My answer is I always have honored the play by Josh Jacobs, even though it didn't count because of the holding. I think that would have been a highlight of the entire season, one of the greatest runs I've ever seen. And, of course, it's forgotten because there was the hold on the play, and I don't want it to be forgotten. So maybe can you put a play in the season highlight that didn't actually exist because of the penalty?
Yeah, as long as you don't show the flag.
All right, okay.
I would say that obviously the last two drives were both touchdown drives. The dichotomy between what Love did on the previous drives and what he did on those two, 10 of 18 for 64 yards through three quarters,
right.
9 of 12 for 121 yards and a touchdown on those final two drives. Of course, let's not forget they failed to get they did have a two-minute warning and three timeouts,
right. And
the defense couldn't get them the ball back. They gave up the 13-yard gain on the first play, and then the third down play, they get the completion to Akers, and they
and
just
there was nobody near either of them. They were basically the same play, weren't they?
Yes, roll out and
dump
it over the defense because they're expecting the run. Yeah, so
okay,
those are your drives of the game.
All right, Boucher Automotive, how many cars you at? You're never going to catch me, but you'll buy. You buy newer cars.
No, but they're great whether you're buying new, pre-owned, leasing. And I obviously always recommend the Greenfield Nissan dealership with my guys, Mike Hansen and Scott Foot. They take great care of us, and they'll take great care of you because they ride with you every mile.
And maybe you can give us a little injury report on Watson, depending on what he said. Injury report presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. They do, and there is a difference.
Yeah, so they lose Zane Anderson to the concussion. They lose Devontae Wyatt to the concussion. Brenton Cox left with an injury as well, leg injury of some sort. But, you know, talking with Watson, they had pre-decided. He worked out before the game, but they'd already decided he wasn't going to play today. But I think that, you know, if they want to play him next week, I think they feel like they can.
Why would you?
And then obviously, yeah, I don't know. I suppose there's the idea of just getting him back into the swing of things after missing this game, but and missing most of the second half of Monday night. But the fact of the matter is, the most important thing is for him to be healthy for a playoff game because your offense needs him.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. I got other stuff to say. Next.